Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the fam! I love telling stories, and kids like you can send in your idea. Send over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Today's story comes to us from Tashi. Hey, Tashi, I am so excited for this adventure of going to space. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go! Tashi and her friend Isaac were both on our spy team, but they were in the science division. This was a really important part of the spy team because science is really cool and science holds a lot of mysteries that need to be solved. And there's no one like Tashi and Isaac. They are so smart and have uncovered so many science mysteries. Well, today, they had been looking through a telescope, actually for many, many days. And today, they were getting close to solving a very old mystery. Isaac, can you zoom in on that planet over there? Tashi was looking through a telescope at a faraway galaxy, way, 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 way far away. If you were to just look up in the night sky at what she was looking at, it would just look like a tiny little speck of light. But with a telescope, she can zoom in on that light and see that it's a whole other world. There was a star there that was like a sun to those planets, and the planets rotated and revolved around that sun, just like our planets do. But this one had never been discovered. She was zooming in on one planet in particular, Planet X. All right, Isaac, can you engage the magnifying and bring it up 3X? Coming right up, said Isaac. Isaac flipped open the lens capsule and popped in some new, more powerful magnifying glasses. This would amplify the telescope to make it even look closer. Yeah, I really think that's ice, said Tashi. As she was looking at this one planet, it had a glow to it, and it looked like it was really covered in ice. This would be an amazing discovery. There's not many planets in the whole universe that have ice or water on them, and this would be an amazing breakthrough. Isaac, I think we need to go. We need to go investigate this for ourselves. All right, well, I got my gear ready. How about yours? Said Isaac. Yeah, I just need to grab a few more things and I'll meet you in the rocket ship. Tashi and Isaac got everything ready and ran to the rocket ship. They had a private rocket that they could use on any of their science missions, and wouldn't that be cool to have your own private rocket ship that you could blast off to space whenever you wanted? Oh, holy smokes, I wish I had one of those. Well, that's kind of the benefits of being on the science division of our spy team. 3, 2, 1. As the rocket ship blasted off to space, Tashi and Isaac couldn't wait to investigate this planet further. They had been to space hundreds of times, but never have they found a planet covered by ice. It only took a few hours traveling at hyperspeed, and they finally arrived, and wow, was it beautiful. Tashi and Isaac were both glued looking out the window. It was amazing. Wow, Tashi, look at that, said Isaac. They were pointing to the bluish and it's kind of purple shine around the planet. And it's kind of strange. Look over there, said Tashi. Tashi was pointing to a section around the planet that was like completely surrounded by rocks and debris. And I don't know, it was pretty strange looking. As they got closer, Tashi discovered something. Isaac, I think all those rocks that are hovering over the planet might be blocking this sun from the planet. Oh, I think that's why there's ice here. The rocks are blocking the sun from the heat getting here and warming up the ice. I think this planet used to be a water planet. But now, because all those rocks and stuff are blocking the sunlight, it stays cold all the time. This was an amazing discovery by Tashi and Isaac. They had discovered a planet completely covered in ice, but it's like it used to be water. All right, let's take some ultrasonic X-ray pictures of the planet and see what we can see. Tashi and Isaac opened up this really cool camera. It would take an X-ray picture of the whole planet so that they would be able to see what was underneath the ice. As they took the picture and looked at the screens, they couldn't believe their eyes. Tashi, what is that thing? I don't know, but it looks ginormous. They were looking at a whole bunch of, it looked like creatures or something that were under the ice, but there was one very large one. They started to move the rocks away from the planet so that the sunlight could reach the ice, and immediately the ice began to melt. Isaac, are we sure we want to do this? Because that big thing in the X-ray picture could be like some kind of sea monster from space. Yeah, but the mission is to discover what this planet was before these rocks were here. So I guess we gotta stick to the mission. As they continued moving all the debris aside, they were done in just a few hours. The melting was very quick. The sun in this solar system was very warm, and in just a few minutes turned all that ice back into one big giant ocean. I think this entire planet is an ocean, said Tashi. There isn't any land around here. Look at this. As they zoomed their spaceship closer to the planet, it was much smaller than planet Earth, and so they were able to fly around the whole thing. But yeah, it's just like a big ball of water. Wow, this is amazing. As they flew closer and closer, all of a sudden, a giant sea creature's head popped out of the water and said,
"Why, hello there!"
Tashi and Isaac both screamed very loudly. They were not expecting that thing to pop out of the water like that.
Well, thank you very much. It's been oh so cold down here, and I don't know what you did, but it's so good to be swimming again.
Isaac, let's put on our spacewalk gear and get out there and see what this creature wants. Tashi and Isaac both put on their astronaut suits and exited the rocket ship so that they could float around in space by this planet and talk to the sea creature.
Hello, my name's Tashi, this is Isaac. We mean you no harm. Can you tell us what's going on?
Why, certainly. My name is Sinono, and you have arrived on my planet. You see, we're a planet made only of water, and it's a beautiful place. I think hundreds of years ago, those rocks floated in front of the sun, very rudely, I might add, and they blocked the sun, and then it turned into ice, and I've been stuck in the same position for hundreds of years, and oh, it feels so good to finally be able to move around.
Wow, we had no idea, said Tashi. Tashi and Isaac started to collect some data about the planet, and holy smokes, there was a lot of really cool stuff. You see, this planet's ocean was like purple, not like our blue oceans, but it looked very different. And I think they made a new friend along the way.
All right, guys. Well, it's been great getting to know you, and... But I have a lot of work to catch up on. It's been, you know, about 500 years since I last did anything. So let's keep in touch. Bye.
All right. Bye, Sinona. We'll see you later. Tashi and Isaac got back on the rocket ship and blasted off back to HQ. They couldn't wait to share with everyone what they had learned. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Calvin from California, Adrafe and Vanilla from Canada, Jackson from Mississauga, Elliot from Ontario, Nodix from Iowa, Sawyer and Henry from Texas, and Olivia from Singapore. I'm so glad that you are all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!